Revoice Podcast Network. The mic is ours. Hey listeners, welcome back to a Revoice Network original called Podline, where students like you can anonymously share your burning college-related dilemmas and juicy stories based on the weekly topic. I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Erica.
And we're both students attending VCU, so think of us as the big sisters you never knew you needed, who have been through it all and can give it to you straight. You may be asking, where can I go to submit for the next episode? Well, stay tuned to find out towards the end of the show. In today's topic, we asked you to share one of your craziest pet stories, whether you had to rush them to the vet or they ate your homework, and these submissions did not disappoint. But before we get into them, I want to ask you, Erica, do you have a crazy pet story?
Okay, so this isn't about me, it's about my sister, but this is about our old dog. And so in her AP art class, she had to make oil paints or some sort of paint with egg yolk. And so, like, one of her big, big projects was painting with this egg yolk paint. And so she had her painting on the floor, because she was painting on the floor. And then it was, like, all done. And, you know, she goes to bed and she wakes up. And the dog licked her whole painting. So, quite literally, her dog ate her homework. And
dang.
So she went to the art teacher being like, yeah, so my dog licked my painting.
Mm-hmm.
And, he was like, well, you're still going to have to redo it.
Is the dog okay, though? Like,
yeah, it wasn't. I don't think it was toxic.
Okay.
I mean, this same dog, like, ate, like, a giant chocolate chip cookie I had, and it was fine. So, this okay. is when we, like, first, like, this was, like, the first week of me having him, and I was, like, 9, 10, and I was, like, flipping out. I thought I almost killed my dog, but, yeah, no, that dog was crazy. Yeah, what about you?
Oh, I do have a story, actually, that I just remembered. I was at my friend's house, and she, like, her other friend came to and brought her dog to, I think they were like picking something up real quick and then they were going to leave.
Yeah.
But her dog was like a golden poodle, I think.
And poodle dogs. Oh my gosh.
It was so cute. And it was like kind of like medium sized too. So I don't know if it was a puppy or what. I don't know. But I guess it got really nervous because there was a lot of people there and it just started like shitting everywhere.
Oh.
Like everywhere. There was poop everywhere. It was really bad. Like, she looked really scared. Like, I don't know. Maybe she was just nervous.
No, poodle dogs, like, freak me out. Like, there's something in their eyes that make them look too human for me. Like, I don't know.
All right, so let's get into the first submission. This one says, well, I had a pet raccoon.
Oh.
What me and my girlfriend thought would be a great pet. Found it outside on the porch, tiny enough to fit in your palm and couldn't even see yet. We let it stay in our room as it shat everywhere possibly think of. It shat on the counters, floors, carpets, everything.
How did it get on the counter?
We started to regret taking it in, but couldn't stomach just throwing it outside and hoping for the best. So we kept it. It wasn't until we went to bed and I woke up in the middle of the night and something smells awful, already knowing he had shit somewhere. I get up, look around, and as I turn the light on, there's shit smeared down the wall and down the backboard of the bed and smeared all over my girlfriend's face. Oh my God.
I think there were so many things that happened that, like, just shouldn't have happened. First, I don't even think it's legal for you to have a pet raccoon. Like, I think the only place is, like, this is so random, but on Instagram, I always get, like, videos of people, like, having pet raccoons, but they're always Russian. So I guess it's legal in Russia, but I think it's legal here.
I've seen, like, people have, like, really, like, exotic pets.
Yeah, but, like, vast majority of the time, it's, like, maybe not it's legal, but it very circumstantial.
I see a lot of, like, people have monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that's a crazy pet story. Oh, my gosh.
That is.
No, wait, no.
Do you have one?
This isn't me. This is my dad. But they grew up in Long Island, and my great aunt and uncle had a pet store. So my dad grew up with a lot of pets because they would always just give these kids, like, what my dad and his, like, 5 siblings, these pets. And one time they got a spider monkey, oh gosh, and they pet the crate in the dining room. And somehow the spider monkey got out. it bit my grandpa. My grandpa punched it in the face, which I don't condone, but you know, it's all defense, I guess. And they brought it back. But no, yeah, don't mess with monkeys, apparently.
I mean, yeah, I would be scared to really, like, own one for real. I wouldn't want to own any other animal besides a dog or a cat.
Yeah, I think my cats are already crazy as it is. I don't think I could be a monkey. So back to the raccoon. I don't understand. I feel like as soon as it starts, well, obviously, like, I don't know why they're surprised about it shitting everywhere. Like, it's a wild animal. Like, it's going to do
true.
That.
Yeah.
But smearing it over your walls. How do you even do that?
Smearing it on the walls and on your girlfriend's face is insane. I don't know how your girlfriend didn't feel that, actually, in her sleep.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I mean, people are deep sleepers, so I get it, but, like, also, that's...
I feel like crazy. I do smell that immediately. Like,
yeah, if it's on my face, oh yeah, that stench is waking me up. That's insane.
No, that's actually horrible. Okay. We are on to the second submission. So this one says, we had our windows open, but with this flying netting in it. My cat was standing outside meowing. I and my then girlfriend were in bed and, oh, okay, these are written so strangely.
I know.
Okay. I and my then girlfriend were in bed. Oh, hey, the cat's outside saying hi. Suddenly, the meowing was really loud and we heard the squeaking of a mouse. We were then thinking, is something wrong with the cat because it's squeaking? I turned on the light and the cat broke in through the fly net and brought a living mouse inside the house. We were like, what just happened? And then the cat then brought. So this one says, we had our windows open, but with this fly netting in it. My cat was standing outside meowing. I and my then girlfriend were in bed. Oh, hey, the cat's outside saying hi. Suddenly, the meowing was really loud and we heard the squeaking of a mouse. We were then thinking, is something wrong with the cat because it's squeaking? I turned on the light and the cat broke in through the fly net and brought a living mouse inside the house. We were like, what just happened? And then the cat then brought the mouse back outside through the front door. Wow, at least he was, like, he didn't drop the mouse in the house. Because,
yeah, like, dropped it and then left.
Yeah, because I grew up with an outdoor cat, even though, like, you really shouldn't have outdoor cats. They can kill a lot of bird population and stuff. It's not great. We still had the cat outside. And, oh my gosh, he would bring in, like, mice and birds in all the time.
Oh, yeah, no.
Yeah, and sometimes they would be alive. Yeah, even worse. Oh. And so they would
It sounds like this escape. One was alive, too. Okay, so for the final submission, this one says, my dog fell down the stairs and got tangled at the end with the parapet. What the hell is that?
I don't know.
Okay, well, I think it's like a carpet, like, you know, like those, the runners that go down
stairs.
Oh, yeah,
maybe.
She was barking, crying, yelling, and I immediately set out to untangle her before she could hurt herself. I felt a sharp pain in my lower back. The cat thought I was hurting the dog and jumped on my back, biting and scratching. It was beautiful to see him try to protect his friend, but also scary AF. What
okay,
the hell?
First
I'd
I'm
so
like
mad.
Scared that your dog falling down the stairs.
Yeah, that's like a lot that just happened. I would be like so overstimulated after that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure it does. That is a beautiful thing that the cat was trying to protect
the
dog.
Yeah, because normally cats like don't gaff. Like, they don't care.
That's crazy. I'm glad your dog's okay. I'm glad, you know, your butt and your back are also okay. But I'd be so mad. Like, what the
Yeah, no. Like, that's like, just, like, one more thing added to, like, this mess.
Yeah.
This is a cat, like, attacking you. But...
Yeah.
Well, listeners, it looks like we're out of time, but don't worry, we'll be back next week for even more advice. For next week's topic, tell us your craziest college party story, whether you got blacked out drunk, being of age, of course, or you and your friends got kicked out, we'd want to hear about it. If you like this episode, don't forget to rate, review, and download the show and check out our other Revoice Network originals, Common Talk and Bad Attitude. Follow the Revoice Network on Instagram at Revoice Network, and to submit a response for future episodes, follow us at podline_Revoice, where our Share Your Dilemmas Google form lives.
Once again, I'm your host, Kayla.
And I'm Erica. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.